This morning, where there's a bunch of us down here, quite a big bunch, trying to basically shut down Shell HQ for the morning. The reason we're doing it is to bring it back to Shell. See, Ballinaboy is where the building's going on, but this is where the actual decisions are made in relation to it. So this morning the idea is to bring it back to Shell and to try and stop work, to try and stop work from happening here today, and just shut the building down.
And you're at the front entrance. Has anyone gone in here yet?
No, there's been no one gone in the front entrance yet. As far as there's people around the back entrance as well, and as far as I know, there's one or two workers has gotten in there. But as it stands, it's still very early. I think we'll see how it pans out over the next few hours. It's still only 8 o'clock in the morning, so.
Do you know what time most people who work here go in at?
I don't, but I'd imagine it's 9.
You'd imagine so, it's 9, so.
Yeah.
All right, okay. So I'm now at the back entrance, and there's about 25 people back here. What's happening around here?
At the moment, there's kind of a pretty idle standoff between the guards and the protesters who attempted to block several people who were trying to enter the building, and there was a bit of pushing and shoving between the guards and the protesters, and since then the protesters have maintained their position across one of the gates which leads to the Shell building, but there hasn't been any more staff attempting to gain entry to this point, so it's kind of a standoff, I suppose.
Okay, and do you want to tell me why you're down here today?
Yeah, down here to, well, firstly show solidarity with the people in Mayo, whose safety and whose local community has been completely sold off by the government to Shell and the other multinationals, as well as our natural resources, which have also been sold off for a paltry fee, and the benefit of which aren't going to the Irish people. So we're trying to put the Shell headquarters in Dublin on the map as a building and as a visible, you know, expression of the kind of corruption and dodgy dealing and lack of concern that the government's been guilty of.
It's about 9:15. There's about 15 Gardaí forming a line outside the rear gate of Shell, and about 25 odd protesters facing them off. There's now been about 4 or 5 scuffles as Shell employees have come in for work. I've noticed some of the Gardaí have put heavy black leather gloves on. There's also, I've seen in fact a couple of them have also thrown punches at people. So things are becoming quite heated here. As,
I want a space between the two groups. Does that mean from
the... No, you're the ones who want to. Well, I tell you, aggression breeds aggression. So 153 started all of that.
Stop the gas giveaway! 51 billion euros worth of gas given away to Shell for free! This building is shut down for the day! There's no work on here! No work on here, sorry for nothing! Shell!
Oh, fuck!
It's just 9:05. There's just a big merc tried to make 3 separate attempts to get through the crowd of protesters, but there's now enough people here to actually stop the Gardaí stopping people getting in. So that's the first one that's actually been forced to back off down the lane again.
Protect all these natural resources! End the gas giveaway!
I hope you feel good, mate.
Let's go, mate. You're proud of yourself.
Fucking
scars.
Not very
pleasant. You're paying well enough. You're proud of yourself.
It's just 9 o'clock, and we've just had a second car which approached, made quite a long attempt to drive through the gates. It's probably going for 2 or 3 minutes, but also was stopped. And in fact, eventually, the senior guard on duty ordered the driver to drive on down the laneway. So that's 2 cars that have now been stopped coming in. Okay, so it's just 9 o'clock. We're outside the back gate. Two cars have been turned away. What's been happening here this morning?
Well, Dumbshell City have organised a protest to shut Shell down, shut the headquarters of Shell down for the day. The idea is that we've got a blockade on each on the two front entrances and on the back gate. Several people have tried to get in, and protests have just stood in the way. Police have been very aggressive, and so far so good. Several cars have been turned away.
Okay, and so you're pleased with the way the day is going?
Yeah, it seems to be going very well at the moment, and there's a pretty respectful turnout. As the building is not open at the moment, people can't get into work, so it's the whole point of it is to bring it home to Shell. This is what happens in Mayo, this is what they're doing to the people of Mayo, and the decisions for that are made in this building, and that it must be held accountable for that.
Would you say it's true to say that the sort of scenes we're seeing here this morning, with cops shoving people around, are pretty common in Mayo?
Yeah, this will go on several times a week in Mayo. So it's important to show people in that building that they are responsible for what goes on up there. The board of directors meets in there, all top decisions in Mayo are taken there. So it's quite important for us to highlight that.
So I guess you could say this morning the Shell employees are sort of getting a taste of what people in Rossport are going through most mornings.
Yeah, basically what they've been involved in subjecting people to in Mayo.
Okay, thank you. It's now 9:05. It's become clear the Gardaí have started to turn away Shell cars at the end of the laneway. There's none have come down for 5 or 6 minutes, but I've seen maybe 5 cars being directed away from the lane in that time. So it looks like they've given up trying to get people in on cars. Nobody's come down on foot either in the last few minutes. And I think reinforcements are arriving for the Gardaí in the form of 2 bags of coffee.
That's what you call a job satisfaction.